I have some thoughts on a Zoloft ad that I saw recently. Now, Zoloft, most of you probably know, is one of the most prescribed antidepressant medicines in America. The ad was in a major news magazine, and there is a cartoon featuring a little round ball with a face on it named Denise. It says Zoloft has helped millions with depression. This is Denise's story. The cartoon captions read, "I felt like I was an octave lower before Zoloft." Number one prescribed brand for depression and anxiety. So I asked my doctor about Zoloft, and he told me it's helped millions like me. Before long, I realized that Zoloft has helped me at work, at home, and life isn't a dressing for so long. You get one performance, why do it with depression? Now that all sounds good until you read the fine print below. Now look, I'm not here to knock Zoloft specifically, and I'm not telling you to get off Zoloft if a competent clinician has prescribed it for you. But I am here to say, isn't it time to put some brakes and have a little reality check about how we are drugging a generation? Read this disclaimer in somewhat smaller print below the colorful cartoon. Depression is a serious medical condition which can lead to suicidal thoughts and behavior. A combined analysis of 9 antidepressants showed an increased risk from 2-4% in people under 18. This must be balanced with the medical need. Those starting medication should be watched closely for suicidal thoughts, worsening of depression, or unusual changes in behavior. Did you hear what I just read to you? Those who take the drug should watch for suicidal thoughts and worsening depression? But that's not what the colorful cartoon shows you. That's not what it tells you. But the warning required by the FDA says there is the danger of worsening the depression. Now, why would you take something that might make worse what you already have, even though you're told it's going to make you better? Like I said, I'm not against Zoloft per se, and I'm certainly not against all medications per se when they are properly prescribed by a clinician. But I think we need a word of caution. Maybe a step back and take another look at the issue of what drugs are doing to our children, especially in view of warnings like the one that I just read.
You programmed me to be honest. Tell me, why did you call me Automan? It means that you're the world's first truly automatic man. You can do anything because you're not real.
Well, I am. As real as you are, just differently.